guys. We're good. Do you know what? I've been over in preschool quite a bit in this conference. Whoop! Shout out to preschool. Bye, preschoolers. I've been over in preschool in this conference, and you know what? I haven't been in here with you guys too much, but what I have been in here for has been praise and worship, has been this. And you know what? I have never seen you guys go so crazy in praise and draw so close to Jesus before in worship. And man, it is phenomenal. And I just want to talk to you about that today. Because let me ask you, I know you've had fun. We got that established. But have you had an amazing time that you wish you could take with you and bring back next week? Have you? Yeah. And you know, I was thinking about it and I thought to myself, self, how do I bottle this feeling? How do I take this awesome time that I'm having with God and bring it back? Because when conference is over, is it a little bit of a bummer? Totally. It's a little bit of a bummer. But I'm here to tell you that it actually doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be that conference is over and this feeling that we have of spending time with God and having so much fun and the joy that we get from being in His presence, that doesn't have to stop today. We can take that back with us. And you know, sometimes I think when we do our messages on Sunday and we talk about being patient, we talk about being kind and all those things, and we talk about, like we are at this conference, not worrying and that God's got our back and that Jesus rescues. How do we take that with us? Well, you know where it starts? Right here. It starts in praise and worship. It starts when we draw near to God and we have that feeling of spending time with Him and being close to Him and knowing that He loves us, that He created us for a purpose, that He has a purpose and plan for each and every one of you. And you know what? When you rest in that, when you know that 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 God has a plan for you, you just act you're a little different. You're a little kinder. You don't get quite as like Callan was, right? Callan had a good old tantrum on here, didn't he? Callan the pirate, that was pretty awesome. But you know what? It's easier to exercise a bit of self-control. And it's easier to be kind to that friend at school. And it's easier to come alongside our neighbor. And it's easier to include someone else when we know that we know that God has a plan for us and that God loves us and that He made us. And He made us exactly as we are. Do you know what? Some of you may think, oh man, I don't know. I don't know if I'm totally okay with being exactly who I am. No, God made you exactly who you are. God made you exactly who you are. And when you're confident in that, when you know that God loves you just as you are, man, it's a little easier to reach out to someone else. It's a little easier to walk in His plan of what He's got for us. And I just want to encourage you today that that's what we want to do. We want to take this feeling that we had in praise just now that was so much fun and bring that with us during the week. And bring that with us to school and bring that with us. You know, on Sunday at the campuses, north, south, central, man, it needs to be just like this. Why do we have to stop here? Do you think we do? No way. You can go just as crazy for God any other time. This is just encouraging us. This is something that is reminding us. Take this feeling, you guys, that you have right now and just keep it going. And I've noticed, man, the time that we've been spending in worship together, has it been cool? Man, I've sensed God's presence like never before. And I just want you guys to, I encourage you, just take that with you. Hey, we're going to spend some time in worship now. And we're going to sing one of my favorite songs. Those of you who are at North, you know what this is. We're going to sing for just a minute. I just want to take a second. And I want to just draw near to God and understand that when we call on Him, He is always, always there. We don't have to call on Him just when things aren't great. But what about being in his presence and stepping into his presence and actually drawing close when things are going good and always knowing that he is by our side no matter what? So we're just going to take a couple seconds, a couple minutes, and just sing.
Close. I want to be close to you. I want to be close to you. There's nothing in this world that compares to all you are.
We want to be close.
I want to be close to you. I want to be close to you. There's nothing in this world that compares to all you are. I want to be close.
Sing it out.
To you. I want to be close to you. There's nothing in this world that compares to all you are.
There's nothing, 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 nothing in the whole wide world that is bigger than Jesus. There is nothing. There is no fear. There is no doubt. There is nothing that is bigger than Jesus. And when you ask to be in his presence, he comes. He's there for you no matter what. There's nothing you can do, nothing you can say to take that love away. If you've had a bad day and you've made a wrong call, he still wants to be close to you. He still loves you. He still has a plan for you. And just because you may have changed a plan along the way and you made a silly decision, guess what? God's plan hasn't changed for you. God's plan is the same. He has a plan for each and every single one of you. Every single one of you. And when we draw in and we ask, he's there. Let's sing that again, shall we?
Sing.
I want to be close to you. I want to be close to you. There's nothing in this world that compares to all you are. I want to be close to you. I want to be close to you. There's nothing in this world that compares to all you are.
Come on, sing. There's nothing.
World that compares to all you are.
There's
nothing in this world that compares to all you are.
Sing in the arms.
In the arms of the Father, there is love like no other.
My soul.
My soul.
Come on, kids, let's lift our voices. Irrespective of how you're feeling right now, because I know we're tired, let's give God a moment of worship for what He's done this week. Come on, I want you to lift your voice. Don't sing to the band. Don't sing to me. Sing to God. Come on, kids.
Surrendered my heart, abandoned for more of you.
Come on, do you want more of Him in your life?
My soul's devotion, my only focus to worship you.
Come on, kids, sing to Jesus.
My life surrendered.
Come on, big voices.
Abandoned for more of you.
Come on. You guys are doing amazing.
My soul, devotion, my only focus to worship you. My life surrendered, my heart abandoned for more of you.
See, we want to be close.
I want to be close to you. Close to you. There's nothing in this world that compares to all you are.
Jesus.
I want to be close to you. I want to be close to you. There's nothing in this world.
Come on, we're going to sing that again, but I want you to sing it. Come on, you to sing it. You're going
to
lead this moment. Come on, tell Jesus. Yeah, there we go. Come on, now we're singing to Jesus. Come on, let's do it again. Can I remind you one thing? Remind you with one thing today. We can sing loud. We can sing. So remind you that God is always close to you. Always. Always, always, always. I want you to remember that. Because sometimes we cry out, we call on Him, and we think He's far. But can I remind you, He is near. He's always by your side. And I love what Crystal shared. He's with us always. Don't leave Him at church on a Sunday. Take Him to school. Take Him to your sports ground. Take Him to your friend's house. Take Him wherever you go. And He will help you in everything because He's close to you. And He heard all your cries this morning. That was awesome, awesome worship. Like, honestly, amazing. I know you're tired, but I love the fact that your kids are pushing through irrespective of how you're feeling. That amazes me. Because sometimes when I'm tired, I don't want to do anything but lie in my bed and just watch a movie. But you guys are teaching me. I'm tired. It's been a long week. It's been an amazing week. and you are pushing through, and you're pushing through, and pushing through, and that is amazing. And God is just smiling at you so much. So well done, little good and faithful servants. Come on, give them a big hand. Awesome. Come, let's give the band a massive hand. You guys are amazing. Keep loving you. You guys can have a seat. I'm going to go off stage because I wasn't even meant to be up here.
All right. How good was this morning? Hey, are you guys ready for an incredible Friday? Yeah. Oh, that was like half of you. I want to say, are all of you ready for a great day? Yeah. That's more like it. I am so glad that you guys are still awake. We have had an amazing last couple of days, and how cool is it? We get another whole day of fun. It's so exciting. Well, here we go. We, like yesterday and the day before, are going to go into one of my favorite parts of the day, our rotation stations. Are you guys excited for today's rotations? Yeah? Would you guys like to know who's going to which rotation today? All right. What color should I send first today? All right, here it is. I'm going to send... I've got an idea. I'm going to send all of the leaders so that they can go and have all the fun at the rotations. Okay then. Let me see. If you are part... Ooh. Oh. If you are part of the yellow group, I want you to jump to your feet. All of the yellow crew. Amazing. Yellow crew, I'm going to get you to follow your amazing crew leader, Will, all the way to Oasis Island Cinema. See you later, yellow. Awesome. All right. Next up, can you give me a wave if you are part of the green crew? Where's green? Let me see. Green, would you like me to send you next? Are you sure? All right, if you want to go next, you're going to have to copy this dance move that I learned from Lionel. So it goes like this. You got to get your finger like this. Wave it up in the air a couple of times. Now, this is the famous Lionel dance move. You then have to go like this. And then you put your finger back up in the air. That's a specialty Lionel move. Now, green, you guys are going to go to one of my other favorite stations. Imagination Station. All right, green. Off you head with your leaders to Imagination Station. Have fun and see you later. All right. Brown? Pink, nah. All right, and here it is. The next group that I'm gonna send, I want you to get ready to wave your lanyards around so I can check that you are actually still here. Do I have the yellow group? Where's the yellow group? Are you in here? Ah, just tricking. I already sent them. Woo. All right, guess what? I need the red group to jump to your feet. Red group, you're going to follow your amazing crew leader, Anna, and you guys are going outside for Shipwreck Games. See you later, Red! Amazing. Who's left in here? What are you guys doing here? What color are you? Blue. Can I tell you guys a secret? Blue's my favorite color. You can't tell the other groups though, because they might be a little bit sad that you guys are my favorite color, not them. All right, blue. I guess you might have already guessed where you're going. Where are you guys going? Bubble Discovery, did you say? Bubble. Bible. All right, I need you to follow your leaders all the way to Bible Discovery. Have an amazing morning, and we will see you later. See you later, Blue.
But I mean it, I will become.